You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis Podcast, the only podcast that teaches you how to be truly alpha. If you're ready to level up to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters, then stick around. This is exactly where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast where you learn how to be truly alpha, to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. Welcome back. It is so great to have you. I'm so grateful for every single person who shows up to listen or watch my content and embark on their own alpha journey. If this is your first time to the channel, I welcome you and I invite you to hit that subscribe button and to hit that like button, because if you are interested in this business of becoming truly alpha, this is exactly where you want to be. And if you are a returning visitor, well, I welcome you back and it is great to have you. And I'm pleased to see that you are continuing the journey in your own life, striving to become truly alpha. With that being said, I just wish to reiterate one more time the purpose of my channel, to remind everyone why I'm here, why we're all here. This platform was designed to do two things: to document my journey as I pursue my goal of becoming truly alpha, and to help other people who want to walk the same path. My goal in life is to become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe. And my purpose in life is to help other aspiring alphas to master this journey as well. And I just want to give you a quick definition for the alpha mentality. What I basically mean when I'm talking about the alpha mentality is to have a purpose, to work toward that purpose with intention, and to always seek to be the highest value man or woman in the room. For more information on the alpha mentality and on this whole process of embarking on your own alpha mentality, I invite you to go down in the description and click on the links to find some resources that'll help you, especially my free ebook and Introduction to the Alpha Mentality. But in the meantime, we're gonna move on to the topic here. And the topic today is a pretty important one. I'm gonna try to read my screen while I do this. Turn this just a little bit. My camera setup's a little different today. I forgot my good camera. I left it in my backpack and I didn't bring my backpack to work. So we are making do with what we got, because today we have scheduled shooting a video and I'm not gonna compromise on that. We're gonna get our work done, even if we have to adjust things just a tiny bit. I think you can see my bookshelf there in the background. It's not super ideal, but that's all right. We're here to win. We're not here to have to make it perfect. Perfectionism is a mask worn by fear. And sometimes when we procrastinate, we just don't get it done. And we just gotta get it done today, because this is an important topic. How to lead a woman in a relationship, a man's guide, okay? I published this blog post. You can go read it for yourself. If you read the blog post, you will find a lot of resources, links, and other basically bits of information that will not really be included in this, because I can't link to things in the video. So if you want to find those resources, you're gonna want to read the blog post. But I'm gonna read it to you in this video, in this podcast episode, so that you get the gist of it, so you can consume it on the go and become a better leader in your relationship as a man. So for men, this really is for you. For women, the purpose of this for you will be, you'll want to listen to this and you will want to take note that this is the type of man you want to find to be in a relationship with. If you want a leadership mentality man, these are all the main points that you're going to want to look for as you're vetting partners. Okay, so this is very important. So men and women can both glean important information from this. All right, I'm just going to start it at the beginning. How to lead a woman in a relationship. As a man, the best way to lead a woman in a relationship is to become a man of true value, to embrace high standards for yourself and for your own life, and to take radical responsibility and ownership for the care, well-being, safety, security, and forward momentum of your relationship and family unit. Even though I got married at the relatively young age of 20, that certainly didn't mean that I knew how to be a capable leader, husband, father, and man that I needed to be to make the relationship work. Both men and women are capable of being effective leaders. However, in the context of relationships, when you take the masculine-feminine paradigm into account, it's almost always true that the woman will want their male partner to be a capable, responsible, and effective leader for the relationship and family. Women crave and desire the strength, guidance, and security of a leadership-oriented alpha mentality man. And unfortunately, I realized this too late to save my own marriage. And at the age of 30, I experienced the breaking apart of my marriage, the defeat of divorce, and the realization that if I wanted to make my life significant and more successful in the future, I would need to figure out how I failed in my marriage and then back engineer those failures to learn lessons that would empower me to succeed in the future. This is a part of taking radical responsibility for our lives. If all we do is embrace the victim mentality and point fingers at other people, we will never grow and develop into better versions of ourselves. But if we embrace radical self-responsibility and take full ownership of our experiences in life, we can equip ourselves with the power needed to actually create the destiny we desire. Shouldering the burden of the responsibility of your life is a heavy weight, but with it comes a great deal of power and the realization that you can affect great positive change for your future. This is what I learned in the years following my divorce. And today I'm happy to say that I've come a long way from where I was. And in this blog post, you're going to learn the most important lessons I've learned about how to lead a woman in a relationship. Take it from someone who learned the hard way. Every single one of these steps is crucial to the process of making a long-term relationship work from the masculine perspective. Simply put, if you truly want to succeed in long-term relationships with women, you can't afford to not be an effective leader. Here's how to make it happen. 20 steps, how to lead a woman in a relationship. Okay, I'm going to try to go through these quick so that you can consume them and get on with your day. Number one, embrace the alpha mentality. You know what we're all about here. This is where it all starts, by choosing to have an intentional, action-oriented mindset to live with purpose, to always strive to be the best man in the room. To learn how to embrace the alpha mentality in your life, go to my website, joshuasagavis.com, and click on the how to truly embrace the alpha mentality menu option at the top, and you will find all the information you need. Step number two, become a high value man. It isn't enough just to become a good man or even a great man. We must always strive to become the highest value man that we can possibly be. Let's be honest. We should always be shooting for the mark of being the best man in the room at in any given situation. Obviously, you won't always hit this mark, but that's not the point. The point is that we should always be trying to increase our value as men and do better in life. There's no room for complacency on the alpha journey, and there certainly isn't room for complacency when you're trying to lead a woman within the context of a relationship. Step number three, become a man worthy of respect. Simply put, a woman will not follow a man that she doesn't respect, and in order to command, earn respect from a woman, you truly have to embody all of the standards and virtues that will actually make you competent, effective, and formidable. Simply put, you need to literally be better and perform better than the woman you're in a relationship with on a daily basis so that you can command and earn her respect in real world terms and show her that you're capable of moving the family forward towards success in the future. Step four, lead from the front. Being willing to take the hardest tasks upon your own shoulders is crucial to the process of successfully leading a woman in a relationship. When the time comes to divvy up tasks, make sure that you always take personal responsibility for the worst, stinkiest, smelliest, most difficult jobs for yourself and to give her the jobs that aren't nearly as taxing. This is called leading from the front and is paramount to the success of any relationship. Step number five, see to her needs. Women have a fairly complex range of needs, and as the man in the relationship, it's in your best interest to take responsibility for these needs. Here are a few of the most important ones to consider. She needs emotional support, a listening ear, a teammate, a cheerleader, someone to encourage her, validate her, someone to desire her and let her know she's beautiful, someone to believe in her, someone to admire her, someone to be a true team player with her, someone to plan the vital infrastructures of life so that she can have hope and faith that her work and actions will truly lead to something in the future that will lead to success. Okay, this is so important. Step number six, become a servant leader. As men who want to lead in our relationships, it's important for us to understand that this doesn't just mean that we tell other people what to do while kicking back and drinking a beer. Being an effective leader actually means serving your family and tribe to the highest degree. This could, for example, mean staying up late with a crying baby when you know that your wife desperately needs a few extra hours of sleep because there's just nobody else available to do it. Because ultimately, it's your responsibility to make sure that everyone in the family succeeds. And this is the crucial aspect of leadership that so many people miss. As men, we are responsible for being leaders and for making sure that everyone in the family is on track to succeed. We must take this burden upon ourselves. This is just one example of what servant leadership could look like. Step number 7, take full radical responsibility for the relationship. As the leader of the relationship, it's important for you to take responsibility for not only your trajectory within the relationship, but also for hers. If she begins to do things that are going to lead the relationship in a bad direction, it's up to you to immediately bring those things to her attention and to kindly and respectfully make her understand that if she wants the relationship to succeed, she needs to change her behavior. A lot of men are unwilling to have this necessary conflict up front, and the recourse is almost always disastrous. Most men wait until they're all mad and angry, and then they explode. This is not a leadership mentality man. This is a weak beta male. This is how beta males solve conflict in relationships. Alpha males address things right up front, right away, with directness and with kindness and respect and ironclad boundaries, okay? Remember, taking full responsibility for the relationship means that if the relationship fails, it is your fault. Therefore, you must do everything in your power to get ahead of the problems, both yours and hers, and to make sure that these problems don't derail the relationship or lead it to disaster. Step number 8, become a true protector and provider. Learn to become a dangerous and formidable man. Learn a combat sport and become effective and skilled in the use of a weapon so that you can defend your family and protect them from danger. The idea isn't to become a dangerous man who hurts people, who goes out looking for that. The idea is to become a man who's capable of danger should the need for it arise, but who has his ability to be dangerous under control. Okay. Also, make sure that you're getting real money in life, that you have a plan for increasing your income every single year for the rest of your life. To learn more about building a sustainable income, you can go to my website. I have a guide called The 9 Steps for How to Build Sustainable Wealth. You can find this in my blog. You can also find it by clicking on that How to Be Alpha menu tab option and going down to the guides. Okay, there's all kinds of information out there about this, though. You have to just build sustainable wealth for yourself. Never be complacent in these things. As a man, you have a responsibility to be a protector and a provider for your family and tribe. Money is important to survival in the modern world. Step number 9, understand the natural masculine-feminine paradigm. According to our evolutionary design, the purpose of men is to generate resources and solve problems, to provide safety and security so that the tribe can survive and thrive. The duty of the woman is to create life and emotionally nurture the tribe with her feminine beauty and inspiration. It's crucial for you to not only understand this paradigm, but to also embrace your masculine responsibilities within it. It's also your responsibility to communicate the female paradigm responsibilities to your partner and to encourage her and support her in taking on these responsibilities within the context of the family and tribe, and to equip her with the means and opportunity to do it. In other words, don't expect her to make all the money and be the woman of the house. As a man, we must learn to give women the room and the opportunity to become truly the female women they want to be. This isn't to say women can't have a career, but you can't expect a woman to do both. She cannot be a stay-at-home mother who nurtures everyone and a full-time employee. It doesn't work. The math doesn't add up. So as men, we have to take responsibility for this. Note that not all families are in the same place. For example, some women don't want to have kids or don't want to have any more kids. Some women are more career-oriented than others. So you need to find a balance between the masculine and feminine that actually works for your specific relationship in life. Sometimes these things are different. You just have to find a way to make this leadership mentality thing work in the context of your relationship in a healthy way. And the way you do it is by paying attention to those masculine and feminine paradigm shifts and how you can make them better for both of you in the context of the relationship. Okay. Step number 10, continue to level up always. You must always be striving to become 1% better than you were the day before. If you fail in this crucial mandate, you'll start to stagnate and deteriorate. And this will make you a less effective man, leader, father, husband, or boyfriend. Step number 11, increase your attraction. Just because you're in a relationship and have a family now doesn't mean that you don't need to stop working on your attraction. Every single month, you should be making strides to become an even more attractive version of yourself than you were the month before. This is especially true over the years. Every single year, you should be a newer, better, more attractive version of the man you were the year before. Do not do what most men do and let yourself go after you get into a relationship or get older. Don't start eating that junk food and don't stop going to the gym. Don't stop dressing well, upgrading your wardrobe, and grooming yourself. Not only should you continue to do these things, but you should also commit to striving to do them even better as time goes on, okay? This is crucial to being an effective leader, especially when it comes to leading by example and setting the high standard for the woman in your relationship, as well as for the rest of the family. Okay, step number 12, choose her intentionally every day. Women crave and need to believe that the man they're in a relationship with is really ready, willing, and committed to choosing her as his partner and his primary family responsibility every single day. If she's ever going to truly have any sort of real physical or emotional feelings of safety or security within the context of the relationship, this must happen. This is basically an issue of the man channeling his resources to her in a manner that she feels confident in and knows that she can rely on for the future. This means money, emotions, feelings, time, all this. This isn't to say that there's never a place for non-monogamous relationships where a man may commit resources to more than one woman or spend time with more than one woman. However, those situations are far more likely to put a strain on the woman's ability to feel safety and security, and they tend to be much more delicate and prone to drama, chaos, and destruction than relationships where the man chooses one woman and commits his resources to her as a sole committed female partner. A woman in a relationship with you needs to believe that she's being chosen intentionally every single day in order to have any sort of emotional or physical security. This is incredibly important, and you're going to struggle to lead the frame of the relationship if this isn't met. Step number 13, draw firm boundaries and enforce them with kindness and respect. As a leader, it's crucial that you draw very simple and understandable boundaries and that you maintain a firmness about those boundaries. If the woman in your relationship oversteps these boundaries or steps outside of them, it's crucial that you reinforce them with ironclad determination and rigidity, but that you also use kindness and respect to communicate this enforcement. You also need to be willing to walk away from a woman who refuses to agree and respect your boundaries. Men who fail at the step, who fail to set these boundaries in their relationships set themselves up for disaster right from the beginning, either by choosing the wrong partner or by failing to enforce boundaries until it's too late and you lose your partner's respect. Step number 14, take full ownership over the destiny of your family. Understand that as a man, it is your responsibility to ensure that the family is successful in moving forward into the future. If something goes wrong, it's up to you to fix it. If there's a problem that could be prevented, it's up to you to prevent it. If there's a problem that needs to be solved, it's up to you to solve it. If you sense some kind of trouble coming in the future, it's your responsibility to make a plan and find a solution for it. As the man and the leader, you must fully embrace this responsibility. The woman in your relationship will be looking to you for leadership, guidance, and protection from the dangers of the future. And if you want to effectively lead, you must take responsibility for the future success of your family. Step 15, maintain high standards and values in your life. If you want the woman in your life to hold a certain standard in her life, then you must actually take responsibility for upholding even higher standards for yourself and yours to set the proper example. Okay, this is so crucially important. A lot of men will ask a lot from their women, but they won't set the example and be truly high value. As a man, you must constantly be working on being at a higher level than your female partner so that you can lead by example. Okay, step number 16, continuously communicate these standards and values with her. Along with having high standards and values comes the responsibility of communicating the standards and values to your girlfriend or wife on a daily basis. This process of working to move your family to a higher standard of living is literally a daily process where you sit down, talk about it, inspire each other, and plan together to move forward into the future. Men who just state their standards and expectations once and then get angry or have an issue when those standards aren't met are not acting in the full sense of responsibility that their position demands of them. This is a daily habit, and that it's your responsibility as a man to see to it that it's conducted consistently. Step 17, be a listening ear. As a man, it's your duty to be an emotional support person for the woman in your life. Be willing to be able to put her problems on your shoulders, and if she's worth it to you, be ready to help her bear her burdens whenever the need arises. Note that this responsibility isn't the same in reverse order. In other words, you would actually be abandoning your duty as a man by making her be the one to listen to your problems, by complaining to her, by asking her to shoulder your problems as well. As the leader, the buck stops with you. You must have control of your life to such an extent that you don't need to cry on a shoulder to be strong, capable, and confident. This isn't to say that you can't tell her you need a bit of help from her, or that you can't give her tasks to help you with, or that you can't talk to her about your day. This is just to say that you can't make your problems her problems or ask her to shoulder the burden of solving issues for the family. This will violate the natural order of the masculine and the feminine. Step number 18, always have a plan. As a man, it's crucial that you always have a plan. Don't panic when things go wrong. Don't look to her for a plan when you don't know what to do. Stay calm and be rational. Ask her if she has any ideas to contribute to the solution. Then do your research and find it within yourself to come up with a plan for every solution, every situation that arises on your path as a couple. As a man, this is your responsibility. Step 19, create a solution for every problem and assist her in doing the same. As a man, you must create solutions for every problem the family faces. However, it's also your duty to assist and equip the woman you're in a relationship with to deploy solutions to problems in her life as well. As the man, you must be the tactical strategist of the family. You must make sure that every member of your family has the tools they need to deal with the challenges in their lives and that they end up victorious in their own battles. Step number 20, invest in making your lives better every single day. Life is going to have its ups and downs. There are going to be periods of hope and prosperity, and there are going to be periods of defeat and despair. With that being said, it's your responsibility to invest in whatever needs to be invested in to take your family in a positive direction and to make their lives better. Your family should experience a consistent forward and upward momentum. They should gradually get happier. They should gradually experience less drama. You should increase the quality of their diet, sleep, and exercise habits. They should gradually increase the standards by which they live their lives. Your family should gradually increase their income over time. Your family should gradually get better at communicating with one another and having positive relationships. Your family should gradually get better at this business of building their own successful lives. And all this progress is your responsibility to spearhead, strategize, and deploy as the man and leader in the relationship. And that's it. The 20 top tips that I've learned about how to lead a woman in a relationship. As you've heard, there's a lot of personal responsibility involved in this. So if you want a beautiful, amazing, high-value woman in your life, men, it is just not negotiable. We must become strong, powerful, effective leaders that those women could look up to and say, oh my gosh, this man is so amazing. This man's even better than me in all the ways that matter. And he could doubtlessly lead our family to victory. This is what women are looking for. This will help you to fix your dating life, to fix your marriage, to fix your relationship life, and to become the man that every woman secretly desires their man would be, okay? And if you doubt me on that, I'm telling you I'm right. I'm telling you that I'm right. I know from experience. So give it a try. Read that guide, commit to it, become the best man you can be. It's very important for men to learn how to interface with women correctly in a way that will be successful. All right, that's going to be it for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasegafis.com. Catch you on the flip side.